Thank you for the time. It's game day, and I've pulled you away for this nonsense. Let's get to it, though. The women playing their last home game. It's senior night. That always makes it special. But this is also one of those that's it's a winnable game for Christy Curry and her program, and there have not been a ton of those, and I don't mean that disrespectfully. It's more of a tribute to the league itself. But this is one I've got to think they feel like they can get tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Florida Gators have been in the postseason the last 8 years, whether it's the NCAA tournament or the women's NIT or Amanda Butler's teams have had pretty good long runs, but this is not your typical Florida basketball team in women's basketball. They have a sub-500 record overall. They're just a couple of games better than Alabama in the standings at 4-10. So you mentioned this is a great opportunity for Alabama to get a win. The Gators have lost their last three games. And they're also similar to Alabama, and there's not that one player necessarily you can always point to. Ashley Williams is starting to gain back her form after a couple games where she wasn't scoring double figures for the Crimson Tide. But the Gators are really led by a player named Ronnie Williams, who some games has come off the bench and done extremely well, like in the last game against Texas A&M, and in other games she's just kind of been missing in action. So this is a really winnable game for the Crimson Tide, and it's fun to have it at Foster Auditorium. I thought the atmosphere we saw inside Foster on Sunday between Alabama and Mississippi State was just a lot of fun. There were a lot of Bulldog fans that made the short trip to Starkville. That kind of made it a little edgier, but the Alabama fans really answered back to the energy that the State fans brought, and it was really a fun atmosphere for basketball. We saw a really great game come down to the very end where Mississippi State won by just 2 points. But I think fans that went to the game on Sunday, if they liked what they saw, they'll be right back because everything I saw was just a great atmosphere for college basketball. And now you get to honor Breezy Hutchins and Sharon Rivers, who have done a really good job in some limited time in Alabama. Both players transferred in to Tuscaloosa. Sharon Rivers from Shelton State, she's originally from Huntsville, and then you have Breezy Hutchins from Baltimore, transferred in from Rutgers, and both have meant a lot to this Alabama program.
Before we go into more details about tonight, I do want to go back for just a minute to the game with Mississippi State and talk more about the crowd, because I know if you say, what was it, 3,100, 3,000, 133, something like that?
That sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, that was the biggest crowd ever there for a women's basketball game. And I know that may not sound like a lot of people, but if you've not been to Foster Auditorium, I've been in that building where there was 1,000, and it's loud.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance, even though it's kind of tough where you sit, were you able to kind of take a look at around the entire building when the seats were there? I'm just curious how close to capacity that actually was.
It was pretty close. I didn't really get up during the game, but I remember there was a moment early in the first half where I kind of looked at the upper level of seating behind one of the goals, and it was completely packed. And that's usually one of the spots that remains pretty open for people that are coming in late, and it was just packed from the start. And like I said, the Mississippi State fans kind of gave some good energy early, but I feel like the Alabama fans recognized that and just took it as their own. And really, Alabama, the crowd support dominated the rest of the way, really from midpoint of the first half all throughout the second half. And, yeah, with a very small crowd, just people around the gym, noise can be made in Foster Auditorium, and there were several big three-pointers where everybody just got on their feet. It was a really fun atmosphere. It was also the Play for K game, so I know a lot of awareness was made about breast cancer research. A lot of funds were raised. You had a lot of pink shirts in the crowd. It was definitely a special atmosphere on Sunday.
Hoping for something similar to that tonight when the Tide and the Gators tip at 6, probably will be a little below that number, but still, when you get 1,000 plus in there, it really is loud in that building. The Tide will need that tonight against senior night, which is special. And to me, part of why you're excited about Christy Curry and the future of the program is that you only have the two seniors that you're recognizing. She's got a ton of talent from those, or currently in those freshman and sophomore classes, and with what they have signed coming in next year, they really feel like they're going to be able to make a major step up next season, aren't they?
Oh, no doubt about it, especially when you got Ashley Williams coming back next year. She'll be probably preseason at all SEC selection. If Hannah Cook can get closer to the form she had earlier in the season when she was hitting a lot of three-pointers. That'll certainly help Alabama. And then we've seen Carla Middlebrook, the point guard for the Crimson Tide, really step up over the last few games. She's being active, cutting right to the basket, getting fouls, going to the free-throw line, then making her free throws. And she just made a lot of smart decisions for the Crimson Tide. And the numbers are still there. I mean, the scoring is about 75% from underclassmen, freshmen, and sophomores. So it is exciting to see the direction this program is headed. But it's also nice at the same time tonight to take a look at what Breezy Hutchins and Sharon Rivers have done. And both have played a really big role in some Alabama wins this season. My main memory of Sharon Rivers is against Missouri a few weeks ago, hitting that big three-pointer that gave Alabama the lead for good, making it 65-64 with less than a minute to go. And she's also had just key big shots that you wouldn't necessarily expect her to make. But she stepped up in a lot of situations. And then Breezy Hutchins, Alabama's best road win earlier in the season was against Kansas, and that was the second half where Hutchins really took over the game. She ended up having the first double-double of her career, plus 20 points for the first time in her career in what's a really tough place to play, especially with a good Kansas crowd that was on hand that night, and Alabama was able to get the early season victory. So these are two players that have meant a lot, and I know it'll be emotional for fans to see them get to play for the last time. But I think fans should also recognize that Anna Locklear has been a manager of the Crimson Tide. She's going to be recognized as well after the game for her years of service. And as you know, Chris, it's people behind the scenes that really make everything possible for Alabama athletics.
Last thing I'll let you go. We're talking about future and players that can make an impact. She's not in the starting lineup, but Mio Knight is a player that I've really enjoyed watching. The handful of games that I've done on the SEC Network Plus, I know that she struggles like most freshmen do in terms of consistency and being able to play at a certain level night in and night out. But you've seen her more than I have. She seems like somebody who is capable next year with this full season under her belt of being an impact player in the league.
Oh, I agree. And the fun thing about Mio is she can come right off the bench and just her speed. She has elite. She can get from baseline to baseline pretty quickly. So if she gets to steal something like that, she can really race down and get a quick fast break layup. And that's something fun to see. And it's something you really can't coach, that kind of speed. And she has a lot of good basketball instincts. Now, the challenge for Coach Curry and the rest of the coaching staff is how do you have her scale it back sometimes to where she's not going too quick and making a turnover or making that pass she doesn't need to make. How can she get basketball smarter with some of her movements? Once she figures that out, I think she's going to be an elite scorer in the SEC.
Roger, thanks so much for the time. Have a great call tonight. Good luck to the Tide, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you, Chris.
Roger Hoover, the voice of Alabama women's basketball, joining us on our Michelob Ultra Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Again tonight, 6 o'clock.